Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. He joins us every Thursday at this time for scams and spams and what we need to be on the alert for. And Steve, let's start with the Medicare statements and what people have to watch out for.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me today. Yes, we're seeing an increase in complaints at the Better Business Bureau and scam detection about fake claims appearing on your Medicare statement. And we're seeing now is catheter kits are appearing. So if you see anything, we ask you to reach out to Medicare directly and let them know that there's some scams and things on your bill that are not proper. I think a lot of consumers, especially the elderly, don't read those statements clearly, and they think it just should be on there. But there's a lot of statements that have erroneous bills on there, and we want everybody to prevent fraud because it's hurting everyone, not just you.
Did you say it's fraudulent equipment sometimes?
No, it's actually saying that they have statement on their statement for a catheter kit.
Oh, I see.
That you've used it or somebody was used on you, and so it's this fake billing really coming out of their charging your Medicare account.
Fraudulently charged for equipment.
Exactly.
Now, what's this about the Elon Musk impersonator scam?
We're seeing the scam tracker, the Better Business Bureau, really all across North America, including Chicago, that a lot of consumers are getting allegedly Elon Musk email directly, and it's targeting now businesses, and it's really coming down to saying the same thing. It's basically saying, I rarely reach out to people, but I was so impressed with your work, and I want to talk to you about it. And people think it's actually, you know, him himself wanting to talk about it is actually a scam, and they basically are either trying to put spam or malware on your computer or get you to invest in something as a business in his investments, and it's not him. So it's an imposter of Elon Musk. So we're seeing that all across North America, but really it's picked up in Chicago. I've received several myself, and there's others. Hmm. So we're warning businesses and consumers both.
Yeah. In the suburbs, a couple of scams that the Better Business Bureau is tracking. Let's talk about what's going on in Naperville first. This is about the police department, right?
Yeah, the police department issued a warning to their residents, and I actually live in Naperville as well, but it's happening all over. According to them, there are several residents have reported having a man call them, you know, claiming to be a sergeant from the Naperville Police Department. And usually the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob, as we talk about, is a person demands immediate payment. So the person they called can be avoiding arrest or citation for a warrant or anything like that. The police, the IRS, the government doesn't call you and demand payment within, you know, minutes. That's the tip-off to rip-off. But it's not only happening in Naperville, but it's other suburbs in Chicago area, and we want consumers to be aware of that. Anybody demands payment in 30 minutes or less, that is a scam, and please report it to the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker as well.
And Des Plaines, a woman thought her computer had been hacked, and eventually she was ripped off for a lot of money, wasn't she?
She was ripped off twice on this one, unfortunately. It happens quite often. So, yeah, basically she got a message that her computer was infected with the virus, and she had to do something about it. So she called the number thinking it was Microsoft directly, and they demanded $2,500 in Bitcoin that she had to send to them. So she withdrew the money, and then they followed up after she sent the money saying that she needs $16,000 from a different bank for housing repair. So somehow they switched it to a housing repair, according to Des Plaines Police Department, and she was kind of out of both $16,000 and $2,000. Hmm. So again, people calling you saying that something's wrong with your computer, Microsoft does not call you directly and tell you that. Hmm. Please don't click on those links, because, Bob, if you click on those links, you open up your computer to them, and they can start watching you, you know, do your banking and all that kind of statements and things of that nature.
Think before you click. There's also a scam or more than one going around that students need to watch out for. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, the Illinois Attorney General also recently issued an alert on this one. We're seeing it as well, that basically scammers offering students fake promises of lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness where you don't have to pay at all with immediate results, but they all demand an upfront fee, and that's the tip-off to the rip-off. You know, really, student loan debt, remember students and parents, that these companies cannot forgive student loans. Any changes, you know, to the loan repayment plan will have to be made through the government official loan services. So be careful what these companies promise you, especially to students and to the parents. They can't erase this money that is you owe in any way.
This is scary because you can get a call, a text, an email, a letter in the mail, and supposedly from a government agency. Is that what they claim?
Yeah, they claim relationship with a government agency, including the Department of Education. So the borrowers should always contact their student loan services for accurate information. And any type of scam, please report it to the Better Business Bureau website on Scam Tracker so we can keep track of these scams and put these companies out of business.
Yep, BBB.org for that. And one more thing, if you're lucky enough to have some property check, the unclaimed property checks are in the mail, cash them. That's the word from the Illinois Treasurer, isn't it?
It is, and unfortunately, people sometimes are not believing it, but yes, the Illinois Treasurer is returning money to 140,000 residents using an enhanced money match program, which is a little bit different than normally, so they don't have, you don't have to fill out any claim forms. But they sent you an official letter, so you should, if you received it, please cash those checks that do come. They are legitimate as well, but it's a good reminder, Bob, that Illinois Treasurer's Office holds more than $5 billion in unclaimed property. That's $5 billion. So please go to their website, illinoistreasury.gov/icash, and see if your business or as a consumer, if you have any money owed to you. The BBB recently received $3,000 from their office in unclaimed funds. So we even had money that was given back to us by the Illinois Treasurer's Office.
Got it. And again, the Better Business Bureau website for more is BBB.org. Steve Burness, thank you. Talk to you next week.
Have a great day, Bob.
You too.